Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
We gonna get it started, man. I'm feeling so fresh tonight. Yes, yes. You know, I'm seeing all the beautiful people. Everybody rocking their favorite brands. Whatever your favorite brand is, it's whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I didn't always have it like that. We didn't always have it, you know what I'm saying? So this is what we had to do to look fly, you know what I'm saying? This is how I used to get it in. Hey, yo, I used to go to the mall with $40 a hand. It ain't matter at all, cause I could go see my man down at South Square Mall working at J. Riggins. Oh, no, manager leave, he let me cop for the Lolo. Slacks and polos, you better watch that. Boy in Durangos, blazer and mock neck. Almost broke, but you still gon' see him at the T-game, pimping through the Greensboro Coliseum, man. Cause now I got on my good clothes. I'm sick of wearing hand-me-down raggedy hood clothes. Call me ugly, man, I wish a bitch would close. Go out to the club, yeah, we probably should close, yeah. Say I got on my good clothes, what? Say I got on my good clothes, yo. $40, I done got me some good clothes. I got on my good clothes, I got on my good clothes.
I used to go to my mom, like I'm trying to be fresh. Told her, look in my closet, you know your boy look a mess. So we hopped in the car, headed straight to Sears. At the time, I was bigger than the rest of my peers. As we got on the floor, was embarrassing, trust me. The saleswoman walked me straight over the Husky. I still got stone watch, denim, Bobby Brown, patent leather, members only jacket. Ain't nobody fresher than me. I said I got on my good clothes. Sick of wearing hand-me-down raggedy hood clothes. Call me ugly, man, I wish a bitch would close. Go out to the club, yeah, we probably should close. Yeah, I said I got on my good clothes. What? You know I got on my good clothes. Husky jeans, patent leather, I wore those. I got on my good clothes. I got on my good clothes.
Yeah, y'all looking good tonight, but it's some of y'all that's in the wrong. I can't front. Like you at the bar, it's hot in this club, man. So why you got that leather coat on, dawg? Come on.
Take that coat off, nigga.
And you, the big girl with the low-rise jeans on, got the fat hanging over the side.
Better go to lane
bride. Girl, you got your gut busting over the side of your jeans. It look like a muffin. Come on, now.
Let's be provided. I got boxes of shoes. Get shirts by the caseload. Size 48 jeans. How did they make those? New average, we take those. Giving us good clothes. Nothing when you broke. When you ain't, you don't spend those.
I had a homie at Azure, but he got tied. And another at Stalin-Dean, but he got fired. So ironic, when you want it, you the last on the list. But when you get cake, they can't wait to give you some shit. Know what I'm saying? Cause now I got on my good clothes. I'm sick of wearing hand-me-down raggedy hood clothes. Call me ugly, man, I wish a bitch would close. Go out to the club, yeah, I probably should close, yeah. Say I got on my good clothes, what? Say I got on my good clothes, yo. 43, now I got all these good clothes. I got on my good clothes, I got on my good clothes, yeah. Shout out to all my good clothes suppliers. Talking about my man, male party man, Lindsay. Talking about my homegirl, Portia. Talking about my man, Neil Knight. Kev Dean, talking about my man Born. We got on these good clothes, we got on these good clothes for these.
Carnell, Carnell, I know you ain't down here in this damn
little brother, Mr. Porter. Hey, yo, Denon, this a provocative ass beat, my nigga, I ain't gonna lie. Like, this shit so hard, it's so provocative. Before I could do it, I had to go get a manicure, pedicure, cucumber, melon, facial wrap. And now, nigga, I'm spitting this shit. I got on a raspberry colored mock neck and some guava juice cologne. Oh,
chance, I raised the
bar. Never first at the finish, but here I are. Niggas getting out of hand till I raise the bar. Yeah, I took a few lumps, I don't easily scar. And after number two heard they tried to stall. But baby, I'm back. Now I see folks trying to sit where I sat. Shaking my head like shit is like that. And this is all fact.
All factual, all actual. Now they looking at me, eyes all glassy now. From the chicken head holes with the weeds and perms to the coffee shop bitches with the natural rap. Remember when they didn't even wanna ask me out? Now they all wanna know how they can be down. Didn't think I'd make it rhyming, but I'm still grinding. Look at Tay shining. Are you happy now? Just let daddy do what he do, baby.
Everybody say praise the Lord. Ain't another like me, I swear to God. Everybody wanna be amongst the stars. So now I gotta go and do it extra hard, yeah.
Stepping out extra hard. New aim, new game, fresh speed on the car. Don't ever let a nigga tell you who you are. So when you gotta show them, go extra hard, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Say I'm good, say I'm great. Couple niggas took a shot, but they both late. They both cake, soft like a styrofoam plate. You wanna see the champ, better get in the shape. Get in the weight, mixed berry protein shake. Rapper go hard, I don't need no breaks. Let me hear another word, I expose fakes. I done took all the shit I'ma take, that's word.
They were on the street is, taste they flowing, just show them where the beat is. It'd be so nice if he wasn't an elitist. Bullshit, homie, I'm a grown ass man, just call it as I see it. Flow so dumb, it's borderline genius. All the way from NC to Phoenix, we get bread and it spreads like an epidemic. Take 3.0, nigga, this is the remix. I done upgraded, dawg, catch up.
Everybody say praise the Lord. Ain't another like me, I swear to God. Everybody wanna be amongst the stars. So now I gotta go and do it extra hard, yeah.
Stepping out extra hard. New aim, new game, fresh speed on the car. Don't ever let a nigga tell you who you are. So when you gotta show them, go extra hard, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy,
cause I don't do what they do.
Cell phones stop ringing at night, I'm thinking,
where are my bitches?
Nobody wants to see you when you're down and out.
These niggas gon' turn their backs on you.
Wish that they could see me now.
Everybody say praise the Lord. Ain't another like me, I swear to God. Everybody wanna be amongst the stars. So now I gotta go and do it extra hard, yeah.
Stepping out extra hard. New aim, new game, fresh speed on the car. Don't ever let a nigga tell you who you are. So when you gotta show them, go extra hard, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Let's go,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
All my NC niggas go extra hard, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Let's go,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. All my niggas worldwide go extra hard.
Lord have mercy.
The way the brother walks is beautiful. The way he talks is beautiful. The way he abuses me is beautiful. Hey, the brother is beautiful. The way he makes love to me is beautiful. You know, that's my man.
Gather around, the Renaissance man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters and causes of tears. Quasimodo and the quotable that speak from my mouth, and no doubt we rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal, and when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin, sit back and listen to your man. And fulfill it in the Renaissance. Rap, Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would hone my skills and go out in the park and let my chemicals bills right there on Farmers Boulevard. I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from us, me and the North. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pool pit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules, my Doctor Strange. Make a cultist move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame, and he came, but I'm the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Renaissance Poetry. This is your host, Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet. I am excited to be here, just like many of you who have been talking about this show all week, who've been ready to spit the poetry you've been writing. The excitement is in the air, and we've been talking about this for a while. People in the inbox, people in my crew, we all feel that energy, and we appreciate y'all for it. Now, I just want to say I had to show Little Brother some love. I know some people out there that don't know who Little Brother is, but those two cuts at the beginning of the song, Little Brother's been out there for a minute. You know, those brothers have been hustling, they've been on their biz, and they're just not, they just couldn't get over that particular hump, but I've always dug your music, so I'm going to give them their flowers right now while I can. So I showed them some love. Now, getting back to the show, Renaissance Poetry is for the poets that love wordplay, that love to come and give up that energy, not just receive it, that love to share and exchange poetry. And what you feel is your best shit is what we want to hear. We want you to come through with whatever's on your heart and mind to spit. You know, early happy Mother's Day to all the people who are listening, who are mothers in any capacity that you have. Please understand that you are appreciated. Many of us don't have our mothers. I thankfully do. There are people I know that do not. And I just want everyone to know, if you have a chance to speak to your parents, to your mother, let them know how you feel. Show them some love. Because we never know. We've spent a lot of time on this show giving up flowers to those who are no longer here to receive them. With that being said, we'll go ahead and go to the first caller, because I'm not going to get on the soapbox. You know, I'm going to go straight to the next caller here. So we got 240 on the mic. Let's see who won.
Good evening, Brother Keith. This is Joe the Rebel Mind Dancer. What's happening?
Joe, who else going to win? Man. Who else going to win?
Hey, man. Man, life is beautiful, brother. Life is beautiful.
Joe probably got the record at every show being first. It's just, I don't know anybody who beat Joe. Only person that probably came close was David Mott, but he just didn't have the same dedication to be number one like Joe. Just can't beat Joe out.
Hey, man, you know.
Now, see, you talking to noise, man. Talking about you ain't had nothing for the night. Look, we ain't having that.
I got something now, man. I got something now. But, you know, hey, man, I know the line's going to get packed, and I ain't going to keep going, so I'm going to go ahead and hit this jump, man. I got to hit Got to hear my fellow artists out there, bro.
What's up? So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This is called I'm Semi-Disciplined. How can I lie next to you and not breathe you? Those who often seen us have never been us. I've been four fingers and one up. This is my zen. I'm semi-disciplined. I remember that day I pulled you in. I remember the way those folds of skin tasted. How can I equate those days as wasted? I waited and waited, renegotiated, disconnected my motivation, acted as though I was so elated. Everyone who knows me knows my lady. I'm semi-disciplined. I can lay next to you because we've never been. I question my blessings, though we were never them. Weathermen love those cloudy days. Weathermen go for established plays. My imaginary friend goes wild and slays. I'm semi-disciplined, refusing to use my powers as a djinn, the ability to devour and erase your wind. I'll embrace my pen and trace the steps it takes, reading to us from the break of words on silent stages. My love for you had never faded, was I jaded? I'm semi-disciplined, always recycling, looking for that green new deal, looking for the way I feel, listening for that yes, I will invite you in. Knowing we can't travel to the vices of our vices, that one fateful night I caught a glimpse. Who would have thought that image was priceless? Could I truly know love if I'm sightless? I'm not blind to my own flaws, and my flaws kept me home because I'm semi-disciplined. I saw you when my night of light faded. I saw you when my life was changed. I saw you as the fantasy, and I was drained. I could front no longer, and the longer I longed for her, I knew I was wrong for her. Yet I sung subliminal songs for her. In my feelings as I deal with the thongs of war, I'm semi-disciplined. I fear the voices that presented choices. Presented choices don't know my penchant for romantic tears. After all these years, you finally appeared. Vulnerable, culpable, capable of making me shed a tear. I love you there, I love you here. I love you when you were loved by other friends. I'm semi-disciplined. I can't keep my mind off of you. Flesh, the flesh of my inner thigh is fluttering. I'm thinking of speaking to the why and stuttering. My lens is wide open and not shuddering. I love you more than just sputtering. Galoshes as I walk through the puddles left by love. Who watches the watcher when I hover above? I've been sleeping longer lately. It's that image of you that makes me dream the good dream. Nocturnal emission or remission for now. If I ask, would you send me a friend request now? It doesn't matter. I can transition through matter. But I'd rather get permission because I'm semi-disciplined. All my frustrations, all my dedications, all my relations, I can't get a word in edgewise. Suicide by pen. Crucify my zen, patience growing thin, mentally thickening, socially sickened when words spoken fall on deaf ears, when love fails to hear the pain of years. So I come here to speak and share the leaks of a wounded heart. This is not art. This is not poetry. It's not even the soul of me, is it not? Have I forgotten what it takes to state what I feel without art? Another dart and the score tally zero. The wall behind the bullseye is already full of pinholes. I've missed the mark with the perfect art. The target's right there. How close do I need to be before the darts land elsewhere? Here is where the words get heard. Here's where they won't seem absurd, or will they? Oh, on my chill days, avoid a fray. Avoid a come what may. Take it how you want it. In here, I don't have to explain. Pain on the page, rage on the page, sage in the corner burning, outraged at what my heart is learning, engaged to what my mind's discerning, and I can't get a word in edgewise. I'm semi-disciplined. Lengthy diatribes of how I feel. Empty voices unable to reveal what's real to them and them and them. But then I write again. Again and again and again. It never ends. Cleverly with brevity. Constantly demonstrating. I put that weight on the page. I can't carry it with me. I can't share it with ease. No rising for the trapeze. It's left swinging in the breeze. No way to appease. No play for the free. Copay, if you please. My time is valuable. My rhymes are collateral. This may quantify as unilateral. Can you feel me? Can you build me? Because here you can hear the real me. Be it fact or fiction on the pages I've written. Just no one to listen. No one who will listen. No one listens unless it's for and about them. I'm semi-disciplined. I question why I spit them words. It gets the weight off my shoulders. No baggage claimed when I hold her. I could have told her. I should have told her. I've let it smolder to a flame. Who's to blame? Soft voice, hard of hearing. Too many earrings, too many ears ring. I'm near the tearing. I'm so semi-disciplined. My peace. Thank you.
I'm just trying to figure out how you go from I ain't got nothing to spitting some shit like that. I don't even understand how you come with a piece like that when you ain't got nothing. This man got line after line after line. How can I start it out? How can I lie next to you and not breathe you? I remember the way the folds of your skin tasted. You know, man, just knowing we can't travel to the vice of our vices. You know, can I truly be in love if I'm sightless? Longed her, but I was wrong for her. Man, I just lies, 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 lies. Can I state what I feel without art? I mean, bruh, this whole piece was a gamut of metaphors. This is dope, dope, dope work, man. Always appreciate when you come through, man, and spit your piece. I'm glad that you felt the need to write something on the spot because this here is ridiculous. See, that's just why you're on your own little tier, man. I don't even know what to do with you, man. You up there by yourself.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that, my brother, man. You know, I just want to sit back and chill and, you know, drink in what I'm about to hear because I know, man, I know it's coming. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hey, we all better get the sips in tonight. It's about to go down. I feel it. It's in the air. It's in the air.
Man. Yeah, let's do this, bro. Let's do this.
Already, man. Appreciate you, Joe. That's how you started off. That's how you started off, man.
All right, man. You got Joe
in the building doing this thing. Appreciate
all right,
you,
brother.
Man. See you next time.
Appreciate you, too, man. One love, bro. One love.
Already. As Joe in here starting it off right. We're going to go to the next call. We have 216.
216? Mama O the day.
216. Mama O.
Mama
how are
o.
you doing, man?
I'm here. Waiting, you know what I'm
so glad
on.
You made it tonight.
Waiting on the Renaissance.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Glad you made it.
I'm here. I think my piece got, here it is. So this
uh-oh.
Piece I'm going to do is part of my tragic life story.
Okay.
But I think it made me stronger. Basically, this is when I was kidnapped. I think it did make me a stronger person and a stronger writer. So I'm just going to tell you the first part of it. And,
okay.
Probably I could never stop giving life or giving my props. Blessings or curses, I'm still spitting verses. But if you had to carry my load and write it in prose, I bet none of your stories would ever be told, because I have been stolen, even bought and sold. Stolen by a kidnapper so bold, slapped my man, who was my main squeeze, and pelted him with scold. Thought that he bring back the authorities, but he left me cold. I'm left now as a prisoner of this demonic man, always alert. I felt abandoned and hurt, but I never gave in or folded my hand. His tongue was a weapon, and my clit was his prey, never allowing me to sleep night or day. I prayed to be saved. He tortured me constantly, kept me depraved. I prayed to God, Buddha, Allah, and or Cyrus. This man was more demonic than a plague or a virus. Ancestors protect. As I lamented, ancestors protect us. I'm here today, but can never forget it. It ended not well, but I escaped with my life. Yet I live to tell, so I write my story in verses and rhyme to temper the memory with the healing of time. So today I'm so cold, my pen freezes up when I write. My words are like missiles, frozen spit projectiles headed towards cheating eyes. I get plagiarized before my ink dries. But if I swallow my words, I shit ice cubes, because my spit be cold and tight like a clenched fist. You can see my breath when I spit. You can see my breath when I rant, hard like ice and cold like snow. That's how chilly my flow. That's how chilly is my flow. Every trusted soul I know can't be trusted anymore, because my words, they bite and steal, and I be like, is this for real? They seem to get a case of the I can't help it, so I won't. Don't want to be without friends, I guess. So I just better realize these folks can't help it. They got a case of the they can't help but bite, because my outrageous is contagious. But wait, when I come to gather my paycheck, don't freeze when I put you on your knees. You better come correct and pay your debt, because I got something for the ass. That's that piece.
Damn it, we got a little bit of Gangsta Granny tonight, y'all. Shit. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How did peace go from, oh, man. You said it was stolen, bought, and sold, so I'm thinking you're going in a whole different direction here. Stolen by a lover so bold, I'm like, okay. You said it's the demonic man. His tongue was a weapon, and I'm like, oh, man, he talking down on Mama O. He putting her down. He using those words to cut her. And then she says, my clit was his prey. I don't even know what to do with y'all. I can't even. Kept her depraved. She said she couldn't sleep day or night. More demonic than a virus. Then she started spitting on the plagiarizers, y'all. She came out and said, my pen freezes when I write. Throws a spit toward eyes, plays her eyes before my ink dries. She says she's shit ice cubes, y'all. Look here, Mama O came out and was not playing with y'all tonight. She was not playing with y'all tonight. I love it when you spit like that, Mama O. I'm feeling all that energy. That piece right there got me hyped.
Thank you. That's why I love you. That's why I come every other Friday. I love you.
Love you too, my bro. Definitely appreciate you coming through and doing what you do on the show and sharing that good energy.
Thank you.
Already. That's Mama Ola Daisy, the Gangsta Granny. Look, she plagiarizing Mama O now. Go to the next caller. We got 267 on the mic.
Hey, Keith. It's La Perla Negra.
Hey. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing.
I got Joe coming through here saying he got putting on his galoshes through the puddles of love, and I got
okay.
Mama O talking about demons on her clit. Like, I don't even know. I can't even play the show tonight.
The first two
I knew it was going to be like this tonight. Like, it's the energy. That's the energy of the night.
Okay.
Like, people came to not play tonight. It's going down. I can already feel it. It's going down. But,
that
yeah,
was,
how
man,
you enjoying
Joe was
yourself so
killing
far?
Me. Oh, man, Joe, I'm a fan. He already know. He, like, part of the Love Zone family because he's always calling in. I'm like, you spoiling me. Don't go MIA again, for real. Joe be killing me. He do. I love to hear his wordplay. He rightfully so, the verbal mind dancer, because I love the way he plays on words, man. Oh, my God.
Indeed.
Yes. I'm glad it's a mute button. Let me just tell you, I'm glad it's a mute button, okay?
Already. That's what's up. So I know you came after all of that, so you got to come through with what you got on your soul tonight after that.
Oh, yeah. I got something on my soul. It's been bugging me. So, yeah, I got
already,
something for you.
Already. That's what's up. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Be Careful What You Wish For. I told him that I don't need to be rescued, but I do have a deep desire for him and only him. He responded with, and I want you in the worst way. Your scent, the feel of our skin. I want to taste you first because I know that with every lick, I bring you closer to the overflow of your soul pouring into my mouth. Your essence makes my mouth water and will become the water in my mouth. So I will drink you deep, thus connecting us for lifetimes. The exchange will be epic, spiritual and celestial. My love in your body will be incomplete without having access to such a wonderful treat. So make no mistake, this clandestine meeting of lips will bring pure satisfaction. So deep, so fulfilling, your mind won't be able to comprehend what your body is going through. Because what will take place is at a cellular level. Your scent will now become my only sustenance. Your spots, all known to only me. Because I will have had personal conversations with each one of those places. And my tongue will have spoken in your native tongue. My love making claims you for lifetimes because I will master your body in a way that you will realize the place you feared is my imminent obligation of duty to please. So be careful what you wish for. That's that peace.
Y'all ain't come to play at all tonight, so you just gonna talk about somebody who just trying to steal your soul from the ancestors before your ancestors even made your soul. He trying to snatch it.
Okay. Yes, at a cellular level, he going deep.
I'm saying because every lick I come closer to your soul in my mouth.
All right, player.
I had a personal conversation with every area. I know.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yes,
but he ain't come to play either. All right. And then she started out the poem saying, I don't need you. That man said that in return. All right. That's how you respond, player. That's how you respond.
Yeah. Touché.
Touché like a motherfucker.
Well, all right. All right. That's how we doing it tonight. We three for three, y'all. That's how we doing it tonight. Souls are being snatched. We got on Colossians for puddles. We got demons on clips. This is what we doing tonight, y'all. This is how it's going down. This is how it's going down
no,
tonight.
God,
we gonna see who
it.
You got following this. I appreciate you coming through.
Oh,
if you want to talk about your show
so
real
much.
Quick before you do that,
okay.
You know, let everybody know about your show.
Sure. Now, I don't have a topic, but tomorrow night is my night. I alternate nights with Poetic, but I do Poetic Therapy on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Monday nights, I'm 1/4 of Soul Cafe, and that's with Pharrell, the poet, Douglas, Essentially Johnny's, and Poetic, and that's Monday nights at 9. Wednesday night is the Love Zone, where I host with my sexy diva, Ms. VIP. I don't have a topic for y'all yet, but y'all know me. You know how we do. Y'all come on through and get caught up in the Love Zone. And that's Wednesday nights at 9, and that's that.
Already, definitely put that on the event page if you want to. Let everybody know how to get in touch with you. I appreciate you coming through and show love to the show once again. Becoming a regular, I appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. All right, one love, one life. Mm-hmm.
Well, indeed. All right, that's three for three, people. We are playing no games. We're coming for heads and. All fashions. All right, so we got 609 on the mic.
Hey, what's going on, brother? This is King Atterbury.
Hey, what's happening, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. It's good to be here.
Yeah, this you contributing to what's going on tonight. You going your own way.
Oh, no doubt. I got a piece right now. You know what I'm saying? I blazed out tonight.
we 4 for 4, I guess. All right. But yeah, man, how have you enjoyed the show so far?
The show is dope, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's spitting some hot pieces, man. Hope I can get up in there with them, you know?
Oh, man, I know you ain't pressed one because you couldn't. I ain't worried about it, man. I know you got it. You ain't fooling me, man. I hear it in your voice. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
No doubt. Piece titled, Play Your Position. Next day, apply for a seat next to the greatest. Don't have to be a favorite, too much hype getting wasted. Grab a hold of some wonderful experience. Skill set amazing, nothing flagrant, period. Serious method when I begin writing on my downtime. Lines never hard, too fine making designs. Climbing blocks of buildings, covering many ceilings. America need healing, watchtowers need feeling. Before hope is found, turn around through our sound. Poetry popped up, hitting those other grounds. Speak what you know, not about a blurry vision. Beyond the truth, what's missing is how some don't listen. What's the cost to pay attention without a hateful living? Why keep forgetting and switching, speaking with tension? My mission is bringing a community out of friction. Time to make a change, play your right position. King.
Oh, I see. I see you coming through with the bars tonight. That's how we doing it. All right, man. All right. Skill set amazing. I see what you were doing there. You came through straight up with the bars, and then you start preaching. You start giving us some knowledge. You start, you know, giving us a little word tonight. And I love that because, you know, we had, you know, the straight up debauchery coming through tonight, and you come through with that, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey.
Everybody's spitting what's on their heart and mind, man. I definitely appreciate that.
Hey, man. That's why I do the Poetry Corner show, man. You know what I'm saying? Have everybody come on in and do their thing, man. You know? Each one teach one.
Right on.
Word.
Right on, man. I'm looking to get the opportunity to get off over there, too, man. Keep sending me them invites, man.
Oh, yo, no doubt, man. Jump aboard, man. The invite is always open, you know?
Yeah, already. Put that on the page, man, if you can. Let everybody know. Give everybody a chance to come through and check out what you got going on as well.
All right, no doubt.
All righty.
Thank you.
Indeed. So we got King coming through with the bars tonight, people. It's just not a game. It's not a game. Everybody came. They came to do their thing. So, uh-oh. Let me me go to this next caller. Uh-oh. What we have on the mic? 504, who we have on the mic? If you're on mute, I can't hear you.
540. I sure was. I'm so sorry. I was on mute. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I can hear you now. I was ready.
I was just talking to you. I was just a talking.
Just going straight in. All mute.
Ready, right?
Like, I've done that before myself. I remember, I think it was the first or second show, but I came straight off a host spit, went straight into the poem. People inboxing me, hey, Key, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. I was like, oh, shit, I'm on mute. I was going in on that poem, tell you.
I don't feel so bad then, because at least I'm not.
I've been there before. Trust me. I've been there before. I've done it myself on my own show, so I'm just saying, don't even feel bad.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. The poetry is already off the chain. People coming with whatever they feel like they want to spit. Mama O showing out, Joe.
Yeah.
Showing out La Perla Negra, King Atterbury. Everybody's doing their own thing, and it's just already great energy. I'm feeling great.
I feel like ruffling feathers tonight, Keith.
You know what? That seems to be in the air. I mean, I came in saying, look, I was going to spit a certain type of piece of my, I just knew it was in my mind. So this is what I feel like spitting. And, like, everybody, like, got the same energy tonight. I'm like, damn. Everybody ruffling feathers.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So before you go on mute, before you go on mute, I want you to hear the title, okay?
All right. All right.
The title is A Silent Prayer from Both Sets of My Lips to God's Ears.
Wait a minute. You got to say that title again. You got to say that time one more time. I don't think everybody heard. People in the back didn't catch that.
A silent prayer from both sets of my lips to God's ears.
Both sets of lips talking to
God,
people.
Yeah,
understand where we're going with it tonight. We got two sets of lips talking to the Lord. Let me pray.
To the Lord.
I don't even know what else to say. To the Lord tonight. It's going down. It's going down. Everybody is on their shit tonight. I don't know what's in the energy, but, man, I think this is what's going to be tonight. Because, look, if y'all stick around for my piece, y'all going to see what I'm saying. Everybody is in
the can't wait.
That's all I have to say. So I'm going to go ahead and press mute. Mic is
all right. Our Father, who art in heaven. Dude can't make me say his name. Thy kingdom come, because chances are I won't, so I'm done. 'Cause he lied when he said his dick would move the earth and make it feel like heaven. So give me, at least this day, some decent head. I am and have always been a thinker. Not much can turn off my brain. Attempts to do so are often in vain, though there is at least one time when my mind goes as blank as the page before I sit down to write, but only if the moment is right. Explosive sex. It can have the same effect as a flash of dynamite exploding before me, especially if he sets the mood and takes the time to explore me. Lord knows I sorely miss those times where all I could do was feel and be heard. No thoughts formed, no words, just incoherent groans and deep guttural moans. That's the one and only time that my mind leaves home. I lose my shit when he finds my spot, but more often than not, the sex just ain't good. You know, the kind that even before it starts, you can't wait for its ending, when you have to spend the entire time pretending. Meanwhile, he's swearing that he's putting it on me. But all I can think about is grocery shopping, get my oil changed, oh, and doing my laundry. And just like that, I just want to get this over with. Lord, the fraud some of these brothers perpetrate, I could have had a V8 instead. And even if there is nothing said, you can best believe I'm having a whole damn conversation in my head like, fuck being kind, because, brother, everything is wrong from your bump to your grind. I mean, could this be a bigger waste of time? I know this can't be it. Not after you talked all that shit about how you were going to hit this fat ass so right. You was going to have me looking for you in the broad daylight with a flashlight. Remember? You were going to rock my world, leave me with my legs shaking, back twisted, toes curled, and calling out for God. Bruh, you had one fucking job. You said you had the skill to handle the position I needed to fill, but still can't seem to put in work. And still I remain silent to keep your feelings from getting hurt. I listened to you assert how your dick was going to have me deep in love, how our first time together would be the stuff wet dreams were made of, but Lord, was I dumb. Did you just tell me to make you come 3 or 4 weak-ass pumps and then you're all done? Well, hell, I guess now so am I. You'll leave with a smile and we both know why, while I'm left with my face wet with tears of frustration and my pussy bone dry. This shit is whack. Bragged how your dick was gonna make me call you daddy when it ain't even good enough to make me call you back. But I'll consider that a lesson learned. Next time I will better discern who gets between these thighs. We'll never again rely solely on a brother's words, because he'll Shakespeare his way in, but fuck what you heard, because he probably won't live up to his own damn hype. Don't know the first thing about laying pipe. Not at all how he made himself look. He ain't a plumber in real life. He just plays one on Facebook. Thought because I'm plus size, it'd be an easy fuck, and I'd accept any old thing due to low self-esteem. Wanted me to gag while I sucked, but I refused to get dirty for a man who won't lick this pussy clean. So, our Father, forgive me for not keeping things between us platonic, as I forgive him for his lack of sexual prowess, and lead my fingers into masturbation so as to deliver me an orgasm. For I am the queendom with enough batteries to power myself to glory forever and ever, or at least for tonight. Amen. And that's that piece.
I'm going to turn all this shit over. I'm turning all this shit over. Everything on the floor. This.
Already.
Shit. Already like a motherfucker. Hold on. Hold on. She's off the bat. I got you. You got to go on and repeat just a little bit. You said he lied when he said his dick would do what? This is at the beginning of the piece. What?
Let me see if I can find where that was.
At the very beginning. I'm talking about the first, like, 3-4 lines. Like.
Oh, I got it. That was the prayer, the start of the prayer.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, dude can't make me say his name. Thy kingdom come, because chances are I won't. I'm so done. Because he lied when he said his dick would move the earth and make it feel like heaven.
Jesus Christ. Move the earth, make it feel like heaven. Oh, I said she about to go in. She about to go in. I'm going through all these lines here, you know, you were talking about the explosive sex and the dynamite and the deep guttural moans, and you lose your shit when he finds a spot. But she said, but more often than not, it's not good.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
It's just not good.
Damn. Says she's thinking about groceries, oil being changed.
And my laundry.
She said, Lord, this man is perpetrating. She should have had a V8. Perpetrating a V8, like, I'm just, everything is wrong from your bump to your grind. She said she was. Talk about you trying to make me call out the guy. You had one fucking job. I'm telling you, I about rolled out. I about fell the fuck out.
All conversations I've had in my head, Keith, I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. She said the pussy was bone dry. wants her to call him daddy. You can't even make me call you back. Can't even, can't lay pipe in. I'm just, look, you got, I can't even, I don't even want to say nothing else. I got to pick my stuff up because I knocked all that shit off. I'm serious. That shit's on the floor. I can't even. That shit right there is a dick. Look, this is what we do with people. So we got prayers to the Lord because the dude can't lay pipes. He ain't a plumber. We got bone dry pussy people. We got demons on clits. We got galoshes in puddles. We got souls being taken from the ancestors. Look, this is what's happening tonight, people. This is what's happening tonight. This is what everybody do. This is where they at. This is where they at tonight.
That look, kind of night.
That's what's going down. Like, I'm going to go ahead and go to break early because I need to listen to some music. Y'all don't even need to follow that right now. Y'all need to listen to some music. We got Post Spit coming up. I'm going to do my little piece, Taraji. You know, Taraji might do her piece. We got Kimbrella listening in. She might be able to do her piece, people. I don't know what everybody's going to do. I don't know. I know what I'm doing. But I don't know what Kim and Taraji going to do. It's just, it's, I don't know what to tell y'all, people. Just, you know, get y'all some drink. Get y'all to replenish whatever y'all sipping on. Get yourself together. This is Renaissance Poetry. This is Mimi just praying to the Lord in a way I ain't never thought I was going to hear a prayer. I just
your fault.
Just want to tell y'all I wasn't ready.
You shouldn't have made me creative. I mean,
shit, I'm happy to hear that. If the show made you write that, then I'm proud of that. I just still wasn't going. I wasn't ever going to be ready for that kind of prayer. It don't matter, you know, what I'm trying to create or what the show. I wasn't ready. But for both lips talking to heaven and calling on the Lord because the man is horrible in the bedroom. I wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and go to break, people. I appreciate everybody who's come out tonight who has decided to spit their pieces. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sunday, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Isn't riches right? Better be blood. If it ain't me or your mama, shouldn't be showing you no love. Please forgive me. I know that I'm sissy. Baby, I'm gang about you. Ain't playing no games about you. I got a hell of a deal about your boy.
Try to come between us, it won't end up good. You know I love you like no one else could. I go to hell and back for ya. Bend over backwards, acrobats for ya. Yeah, I go up to bat for ya. Even when she looking bad for ya. I've been waiting so long for a love like this. It's a feeling so strong, I don't wanna resist. Like you can't do no wrong. Got me losing my shit. Gotta lose in my grip. Nah, fuck that, my baby, you are mine. Greatest of all time. You better tell them I'll fall in line. I do not play by mine. You know this energy's so right. Don't put up no fight. You know I never tell no lie. I want you for life.
Motherfucking moment. Hey, hey, hey. fucking moment.
Well, I guess it's my motherfucking moment, because she said she wanted me to fuck her to sleep, but she's worried about me, or more like she's worried about being fucked over, but she's asking me to put her to sleep, so I thought she wanted to be fucked over, like overtime, you know, taking the extra hour to lay the pipe line, the proper foundation, only to fuck her screws loose, garner a few fuck yous. I'm trying to put you to sleep. I mean, fuck you. Expect me to do. Make love to you? Yeah, well, I could do that too, with the next stroke. Kissing your neck in between chokes. Lovingly caress your thighs, then pull your hair from the back and push deep till you tell me the pussy is mine. That's mine, with an S. Is it blasphemy when she screams a Fred Hammond verse begging Jesus to be a fence? Make love in the middle of this mess we made. We lay in the sweatness, but we're not concerned because we have bed witness to the fact that we can blend love and a good fuck into utopian blissness. Now I get the sense that out of all of this you're trying to make sense while I continue to break you down like a $20 bill to a couple of dollars till it makes sense, then press down on your moneymaker till all the money is spent, so there is nothing left. And it's not that I don't care about her life, but if she dies, she dies. I must break you down to the last peso, not Ivan Drago, but I came for the knockout. Understand, I want her broke like an empty bank account. If you take into account how much money, i.e., come you spill out, I mean, I'm saying, I'll make you come so hard it'll be worth any dollar amount. But it'll be hard to measure my particular brand of artistry. See, my stroke game is like a 2018 Basquiat, lifting you to new heights like I'm doing squats. And while my skin sinks in between your teeth, I'll use your cum on my brush to paint a masterpiece of your figure. I figure that the genius of my stroke will only be celebrated like Van Gogh when I'm gone. It's like my paintings are still hanging from your walls. The strength of my stroke still lingers on like fingers teasing the middle of your spine, making your hips dirty wine like a Jamaican. And I'm almost concerned about how much of a mess that Jamaican, because there's a wet spot over half the bed that somebody's got to sleep in. But in the meantime, my main concern is how your toes are throwing these gang signs. See, me personally, I don't bang. I write the good rhymes, but I will bang on you till you scream dynamite and praise black Jesus like we're on good times. And we're definitely going to have a good time with that, there is no doubt. See, I'm no Fat Albert, but I have my own mush mouth, specifically
the devastation. My tongue moves like I'm writing legislation or giving an oral dissertation, because I've come to free her, come like the Emancipation Proclamation, without having to wait for Juneteenth. You get it? She doesn't have to fully release as we speak. Her pussy doesn't have to scream, give us free. Now, this isn't slavery, but you get the proper tongue lashing. I mean, whipped, wiped out, no energy, just a little whimpering before you fall asleep. So, yeah, that is your name that wet spot is calling. Shit, I don't even know who I'm fooling. I've drained you of everything, including your adrenaline. Of course you're going to pass out after taking all of this dick that I passed out. Got you pasted on this bed like a canvas, or like a proud artist, I signed my name down south. Renaissance. And we're back. Yeah, that's where we at tonight, people. That's where we at tonight. This is Host Spit. This is the Renaissance Poet. I'm going to bring in my sis, Kimbrella Renee. She's on the break. She want to come through and show some love real quick. Let me bring her in real quick. Kimbrella, the hurricane, what's going on with you?
Yo, let me tell you how I had to step in the, I stepped out, right? I stepped in the ladies' room. Yo, some of the women, when they heard your line, yo, they...
Oh, shit.
Yo, this girl was, she was leaving out the bathroom, Keith, no lie. When you hit that line about the genius of your stroke and lifting you to new heights like you do with squats, yo, she hit the U-turn so hard. Oh, my God. She was like, what are you listening to?
Oh, shit. You in the bathroom fucking them up. Damn.
Yes, she sat there and listened all the way to the end because she caught it like halfway through. I'm like, now you know,
damn
well, you spitting some shit when you got somebody leaving up out of the bathroom, they hit the U-turn. Damn.
Damn. Well, shit, I'll just take that as a compliment. Damn, all right.
Yeah.
That's how it is sometimes. Shit.
And trust me, she was thoroughly impressed. She was fixing her little shirt. I said, well, damn. Oh, my goodness. So
hey, I just want her date to send me the tip. That's it. Just send me the tip. It's going down when she get back out to the table player. I just want my cut. That's all.
All I'm saying is we might have a new fan, new listener. I gave her the information. She was like, I might have to call in.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Look at you. Everywhere you go, you're bringing in callers. What's up?
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to sneak off in the bathroom. Didn't even know. I thought I was the only one in here. But, yeah, listen.
Already.
But, yo, the lines, though. Let me just. My tongue moves like I'm writing legislation. Really? That's. I mean, should I even be hearing stuff like that as your sibling? Like, should I even know that? Like,
man, I know the person that wrote the poem Ride ain't talking about what she can't listen to. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on.
Well, don't forget who you is. Don't forget who you is.
I have no idea what you're referring to, sir.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, of course not. Yeah.
I'm just saying you signing names down south and stuff like that. Like, listen, bruh, lines, a lot of lines. But damn, like, I always love, because it's one thing to be able to write erotica, but it's another thing to be able to be clever with it and really allow somebody's mind to really get involved in the piece. Like, the metaphors and the wordplay that you use, it takes it to a whole nother level, because you could simply say, you know, something basic, but the way you're able to flip words and lines and they're so fluid together, like, it really gets you involved. Like, damn. I'm saying, you're causing U-turns on the way out the bathroom. Well, that's all I'm saying.
I just have to take your word for it, sister. I don't know nothing about that.
Nah, but dope piece is always, I'm so sorry. I'm going to catch the playback for everybody else. I was able to catch, like, half of Joe's piece. Damn. So I'm going to try to catch the playback to get everybody, because I know y'all coming through. I saw the anticipation all week, how everybody was so excited, so I cannot wait.
Yeah, oh, it's going down. Look, everybody, you're from top to bottom right now. But I'm going to let you go ahead and add your debauchery to the piece, to the poetry community right now, as I know you're ready to spit too, get back to your family, to your dinner and everything. So everybody, I'm going to tell you what I always say, batten down your hatches, get your sandbags, everything, because she's going to flood all your shit. It's Cabrilla, the hurricane, about to come through. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. There was wisdom waiting in this room, and the writing was all over the wall. It pardoned our carnal calls as he shared the sweet salve of his peace, then scrolled through all the bitter secrets I used to sleep with. See, he gave them a safe space to reveal their face while I was awake. He was not afraid. Said he could afford the time it would take for each demon I needed to slay, because they can't stay with me. He said they have no place with me, and he began to pray for me, speak to the Lord on my account, when I couldn't seem to utter or pronounce the right words on my own. He said he heard the low tones and echoes of my soul roaming in this dark place, and he began to translate my tears that welled within my eyes as beauty, blooming from the concrete that held prints of the feet that walked all over me. He even identified one set as my own. Yet still, he kissed my forehead and I rose. Like the revival of a delicate rose, I rose. Like the ovation of a poignant prose, I rose. Now, I suppose it would have been so much easier to push him away than to deal with the truth that I was actually one of the demons I had to slay. Had to do away with that part of me which believed I was unworthy and so inferior that I began protecting my interior by shielding my softness with a stoned exterior. As to her fears, it was kneeling her, which had nothing to do with healing her, which is me. See, I was so broken, yet still he broke in, seeing value within with no intention of stealing, just the urgency of revealing me to myself, because there's wealth there. Said he had the time to invest, and I watched him spend moments with me, knowing he could never get them back. And it made me realize how I was taking mine for granted. See, now I know some may ask, why would it take a man to help you understand your worth? And I say, for the same reason it takes the seed of a man to help a woman conceive, and he planted his to help me grow all the things I need, then pledged an oath to hold me so close so I didn't have to bear the labor pains of rebirthing me alone. And this morning, I spoke to the Lord on his account, and I invested the change in me as a testament of gratitude for the anointing over his life, and how blessed I am that he was sacredly scribed into mine. In peace.
Don't make no damn sense, all the daggone wordplay and metaphor game you got there. You made me feel like I needed to stand up and put my fist in the air when you were talking about the I Rose line. I need to stand up or something. This requires some real respect. Shit. Shielding my softness with a story. That whole interior, exterior shit was just dope. Like, you cold-blooded, just period. Period, point blank, you cold-blooded. You'd have had her ass tripping if she heard you spitting. I tell you that. Tell you that. She didn't know what to do in that bathroom. She said, I stay, I go out to my date, because it's more fun out here in the bathroom. It was more fun in the bathroom. I don't even know why that voice came out. I'm sorry, y'all. I be doing voices sometimes. I don't think I've ever done a voice on the show. That's my bad, people. It happens. Y'all be all right. So I'm going to go ahead. I appreciate you coming through and listening while you're on your little day off with your family. You're doing your family thing. You still made time for Renaissance Poetry. That's why you're so special to us, man. We definitely appreciate you, Kim.
All right. Much love to y'all, everybody. One mic, one love. I know y'all going to kill it. I'm going to try to catch that playback, but I'm going to get on back with the family. Y'all have a good night.
All right. I got Tarachi on here.
Hello, hello.
She going to do her thing.
Hello? Can you
hear
me?
Hey.
I made sure y'all was on. Y'all can at least, say, hello, goodbye, whatever for,
That was so dope, sis. I really enjoyed that. Like, for real, for real. I'm going to have to listen to that again.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate it. I know you're going to kill it. I'm going to try to, because I see them looking at me now, giving me the evil eye. So let me get back out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get on back over there for that.
You can't even come out and do a show. Can't even have fun with the family.
Well, yeah. So appreciate you, Kim. I'm gonna let you go on back over there and do your thing.
All right, y'all.
All right.
All right, peace. All right, that was Kim doing a thing. So Tarachi, I know you got something, so I'm gonna go ahead and press mute and let you get right to it.
Let me give you a disclaimer. It's just a little something,
Mm-hmm.
Cause y'all people
that's what they all say.
Setting mics on fire and carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a clean up in aisle 100, Keith. You need to go take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
100. Now I ain't mopping up nothing. If that's on the aisle, the people that work there don't let me do that. That's right. That's what they do. Yeah, I'm gonna press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. Sitting in this window, watching the sky cry its heart out. Melancholy tears rain from my eyes because I miss you. Missing the way you used to whisper good morning in my ear. Missing the way you would gently caress my hand, assuring me that everything would be okay. Missing the smell of your cologne in our sheets. Missing the way you always smiled at me. I miss that one dimple on your right cheek. I miss being the object of your desire and affection. I miss the way our bodies fit together. Such a perfect match. Missing the way your soft kisses felt on my skin. I miss the way you traveled down my rushing river and it exploded into a waterfall. They say absence makes the heart grow fonder, but baby, your absence got me answering the phone and it didn't even ring. Listening at the door to see if I can hear your keys. Oh, yeah. I paid your phone bill for another month just so I could hear your voice on your answering machine. My first love, my best friend, save a seat in the clouds for me. I will see you again. That's that piece.
Oh, look at that. See, she comes with the beautiful shit. We come through being all roguish and ghetto and with all the debauchery, and she says at the end of her piece, save a space for me in the clouds because I will see you again. How beautiful. She just came through with some beautiful shit tonight. I miss the way your soft kisses feel on my skin. I miss the way you traveled down my Russian river. Wait a minute. She got nasty too, people. I was tripping. Exploded into a waterfall. No, she right there with y'all. I can't give her that. She nasty too. She nasty too.
You can give me that.
Right.
You can
that's
give
right.
me. You can let me have
it. I see how it is. I see it. No. You're
I mean,
nasty
I'm
just
saying.
Like everybody else.
I'm just
you're
saying.
You're nasty like
no.
everybody else. Water and rivers and explosions of waterfalls. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You right there. You in the debauchery. All
no.
right. So I appreciate you on the event page and everything you've been doing, the way you hold it down for us. Definitely appreciate you spitting. I love hearing you spit again. So glad that you're getting back on the mic.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And I enjoyed everybody so far. Y'all getting it in, as usual. So I'm going to go back to the event page couch and keep it moving.
All righty. So I'm going to go to the next caller here. We have 707 on the mic.
How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm awesome. I'm just enjoying the show. My God.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Y'all
indeed.
Showing your ass out. Like, for real. y'all got my pen moving a little bit. It ain't moved in a while. I was like, you know what? These nasty motherfuckers, let me write this shit. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you ain't start none of that for nobody in your life. Yeah, yeah. You ain't never been the reason we wanted to write something.
I have poems
in that vein,
about
huh?
Jesus. Don't judge me, sir.
I bet you do. You was probably just saying Jesus in the moment of explosions and waterfalls. Probably.
I don't call the Lord's name in vain, but you know, I got other, you know, colorful vocabulary that I may use.
Okay.
If I can
Amen
remember.
Amen Walls, right?
Uh-huh.
Amen
yeah.
Walls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
This is Lily. How y'all doing? How everybody doing? It's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you slide on the motherfucking, so, yeah, I'm going to let you make it. In a minute.
Uh-huh. It has. But I'm here.
Glad that you made it to the show, yes. Glad you made it to the show. Everybody. So I just know, you either going to break the monotony or you about to just add a whole nother river to the flow. That's just what I...
I don't even know, sir. I really don't.
Okay.
I haven't written anything for a while, so I guess I'm just gonna have to rewind something. Okay, I guess I can do. And see the first one my finger land on. Okay.
That's when you know you a dope-ass poet. You just don't throw your finger on the page and spit whatever's there. That's when you know.
No, in my phone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
okay.
I guess I'll do, because it's your fault, Camilla,
right,
Renee's
yeah.
fault, Melissa's fault. I heard Mama O, too. I thought,
Mama O. Everybody, it's been a problem tonight.
Bringing demons
to life over there. So.
That good old cup of Joe over there, everybody. Taraji, mm-hmm. Oh, she makes me want to fall in love, but I ain't in love. So, with that being said, okay,
the mic is yours.
Okay, I will do Kinky. That climax hit different when his hands wrap around your neck and pulls confessions out of you like you're in church. It's been 2 months and 48 hours since you last screamed his name, and since then, you haven't been the same, see. There's a vacancy where his penis once was. Legs remain closed while you wait for him. You miss the weight of him. Laid across your body like a blanket. He made up for it through those extra pounds, so you'd go a few extra rounds and burn calories after each workout. He personally trained your pussy to come just for him. Would get a little moist by a simple text message. You reciprocated, made your intentions loud and clear. Wanted to see him approach you from the rear. Potential traffic jam in full view. Said for him to pull up to your bumper and smash that ass before he ran out of gas. Missed the way he would take a bite out of your peach and have you reach for the sky to infinity and beyond. He would handcuff you to the headboard. Never wanted your sexcapades to become boring. Would come together for that long-awaited reunion. laid across the bed like a Thanksgiving spread so he can get his fill of the delicacies from your garden. Each lick stirred up internal chaos, ignited explosions of passion that streamed from your love land and soaked up your mattress. He had the stroke of a genius. His tongue tucked between your cleavage as he held his manhood hostage. It has been 2 months and 48 hours since their last encounter, and you didn't plan on releasing him until he relinquished the remnants of your rendezvous inside of you. Legs hugged around his waist like a seatbelt. Your lower lip squeezed out the remaining ounces of protein to do your body good. Moans repeatedly echo through the room. Your session comes to its climatic conclusion when he collapsed beside you. You pant heavily, eyes closed as you touch the spot that he left his mark on some 2 months and 48 hours ago. Your hands roamed where he bit into your flesh, then they glide around your wet wrist, where handcuffs held you captive for upcoming crimes of seduction. Pinched where he manipulated your nipples with his mouth, placed your fingers where he inserted himself inside of you, and you succumbed to his death stroke. Rubbed your neck where he choked you just as hard as you came, and at that very moment, you lift your wet hands with the confirmation that climax hit different when his hands wrapped around your neck.
Thank you.
I remember this piece here. Oh, my damn. This came in to just, with the hands wrapped around the neck, he made up for it through those extra pounds. So you go a few extra rounds and burn calories after each workout. He personally changed your pussy to come just for him. But damn, I'm talking about you went in toward the end there. Oh, my gosh, his tongue tucked between your cleavage as he held his manhood hostage. Shit. Your lower lip squeezed to squeeze out the remaining ounces of protein to do your body good. Damn. I mean, y'all pinched where he manipulated your lip. Look, y'all doing the most. Y'all doing the most tonight. This piece fits right with the debauchery tonight, ma'am.
Misbehaving
is in the building, y'all.
Y'all fault. I need a request. I have a request.
What's that?
So you were reviewing my piece, so I need you to say pussy again. Say it with feeling. Say pussy.
with feeling. With feeling. This is going to put me on the spot in the field.
Come on, pussy.
With my voice. Let me see.
Your listeners want to hear.
Let me close my eyes. Let me see. Let me see. Pussy.
Okay, I'm good. Okay, thank you. Good night. I enjoyed everything.
Oh, y'all, wow. Damn. All right, people. This is what's going down tonight. This is how we do it in Renaissance Poetry. It's supposed to be whatever you want to spit, okay? So y'all know. It's whatever you want to spit. Thank you, Lily, for coming out. Definitely missed you. Appreciate you coming through again.
Yeah, missed you guys, too.
Already.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. I'll continue to listen in.
You too. I appreciate that. Thank you. So, we are at the 10:30 mark. If you're listening to this show on the computer, this show will end at midnight or 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you want to continue to listen to the show as we go into overtime, you want to call in 319-527-6300. If you want to spit, make sure you press 1. If you don't call by 11 or midnight, wherever you are, then the show will be over for you. It will tell you that the show is no longer even on. You won't have access to the show.
If you don't, just continue to listen to the show on your computer. We appreciate you listening throughout that show or throughout this particular show. And I am enjoying all of this tonight and all the energy you guys are giving. So with that being said, we're going to go to the next caller here. We got 501.
Hey, Mr. Eric, what's going on with you?
Hey, man, I'm having a great night, bro. How you feeling?
Man, I'm all right. This is just Jay, dude.
Already.
Yeah, I was a part of that speed round, last go round, man. I was really honored to be a part of that with Granville and Keith the Notebook, man. That was huge for me.
Yeah.
If it didn't mean nothing to nobody else, it was huge for me.
Yeah, it was big for my show. Everybody listening to this is my 20th show, y'all. If you can believe that. It's the 20th show since I've done Renaissance Poetry. And that was the first show I ever did a speed round on. I'm not a fan of speed rounds, but we do what we got to do to get everybody a chance to spit. So, you know,
yeah,
a lot of y'all had to make sure y'all had a chance. So, you know, brought that out for y'all. So with that being said, you said you had somebody else on there with you. So I know you got two people right now. So let's get to y'all, let y'all do what y'all came to do.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and do my piece, and then he can go ahead and introduce himself.
All
the name of this piece right here is called...
Press mute. The mic
appreciate
is yours, bro.
Appreciate you, Mr. Keith. The name of this piece right here is called This Breath. It's about a man being eaten by a bear. Tread with care. The land and the air are full of pitfalls and snares. Even mother bears. When robbed of her cubs, do not test her love, because she ain't the one to be joking. She stands tall, bearing claws, twitching lips, violently split, frothing jaws. She has made her mind up to more. She's at the meat market, and the smorgasbord is free. And in a fleeting moment that lasts lifetimes like rushing water, you know it's about to wash all over you. But it is me in its entirety. At a moment like this, how pure can my prayer be? Let's see. Should I send a prayer about the length or the lack of my hair? What about my stock shares? Or would I pray that this stupid bear stop stepping on my shoes? What hood does this bear rep anyways? Should I pray that this bear show my spacious respect? Should I pray for this beautiful chain that's around my neck? Would I pray for a Tech Nine, a flagrant foul, for my favorite team, a tractor with a plow, a prize-winning cow, the world's best Kung Pao? A little pot-belly sow, a sow seed, a rose with no bees, a cat with no fleas, or perhaps the neutrality of the Swedes. Oh, I know, a blunt full of weeds, or perhaps just a whole mountain of personal needs. Meanwhile, this bear's making my clothes just so raggedy. Tisk, tisk, might as well pray for whisk. Man, my clothes are really getting ripped, crimsoned and drenched. I don't know if they'll make it through the wrench. Should I pray to be rich? Should I pray to be a pimp and a caddy, to be or not to be the daddy, even though you know and I know I impregnated Sally? Man, this bear is savagely inefficient. Then tore my pockets, shredded my cabbage, slobbering over my bones, destroyed my touch tone. Did I leave the stove on? I think I'm forgetting my way home. I already forgot two poems. I know I ain't going to be able to find my comb. Why do my final thoughts leave me all alone? P.S. I just forgot this poem. Well, I guess it's time for flesh. The rest is I clear what's left of my chest. Jah, accept this fleeting breath, my final request, unless in peace.
Bruh, I got to ask you the question on this. So what inspired this particular piece? I feel like there's a whole lot to this piece. Like, what inspired this piece, man?
Man, this is like a morphing piece. Whatever thing that I was going through, I just made a collage of all those different anxieties and stuff like that, and put them into this bear being it.
That's what I thought. It really came off as, you know, something that you were going up against. You just, you know, you made the animal into, you know, the just took on all the properties of
of what you were going through. So that's very clever, man. And that's what, you know, I enjoy about poetry, because it helps us get those kind of things out sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Get it on paper, and we can just write that out, man. And that inspires other people. When we say iron sharpening iron, that's exactly what we're talking about. That inspires people to write many things that are on their mind and heart. And that piece is needed, bro. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and get out the way. I appreciate you, Eric. Show is rocking and killing at the same time.
Already, it's cold-blooded tonight, man.
Hey, yo, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, bro? Who's this?
It's all good. My name is Mr. one of the blog tones.
Mr. Whispers, what's going on with you, man? I've heard of you before, but I don't think I've heard you spit, man, so I'm honored that you came through to the show.
Indeed, indeed. My brother Jay pulled me in here. I was going through some things tonight. You know, I lost a family member today. And, you know, I didn't want to, but, you know, he pulled me in. And, I respect that. That's what's up. But I'm going to get right into this piece because I heard some of them ladies that, you know, Megan Butler digging the crates. So this is what I got for you right here.
All right, bro. So all the ladies. And the mic is yours.
All right. Ladies, I want to be that thong in your crack, that arch in your back that makes you react like wild beasts when you release. See, I want to be your natural vaginal secretions connected to the reasons why you come, plain and simple. I just want to be in you. See, I want to be that sensuous touch that you love so much because it makes your nipples stand up like 9mm bullets. See, I want to be the blood cells running through your veins so the next time you reach your period, you bleed my name. I just want to be in you. See, I want to make that man on the boat rock until you scream stop because your toes and your fingers lock like dreads. I want to rub you down in prayer oil so your womb will be anointed and then divide the laws of gymnastics, putting you in positions that'll make you seem triple-jointed. If you was bit by a snake, baby, I'd suck the venom out through your womb, knowing I'm doomed. Then swallow it because it was in you. I'll even pay you to be in you, especially when you're bending, because just the thrill of blowing a cool meal in you will keep me spending. See, I want to be a sperm cell, impregnate you with me. For 9 months you carry me, give birth, wait till I'm 18, then God damn it, remarry me. I just want to be in you. And if the devil condemns you to hell for making love to me, burn, baby, burn and continue. Because even in hell, I just want to be in you. At 180 degrees, I want to keep your knees bent to the bed. Baby, 69 is fine, but let's keep it slow so we both can get some head. Maintain my speed limit so I control my fitness. Because, girl, splashing on your walls, that's like writing graffiti on your heart. And when your legs part, I hear cherubims and harps. How sweet the sound. I need your amazing grace on my face. Allow me to put this wood in your fireplace because your climax takes me to a higher place. Girl, I believe your pussy is so good. It'll make me feel like I'm with two freaks on new sheets. Get them two nuts apiece and see them both for 2 weeks. I'm too deep in your pink sea. Somebody save me. Put me on dry land because the way that pussy grabbed his dick, I could have sworn you had three hands. Your pussy is tight like that. It's ripe like that. It's fruit to be devoured, and I'd eat your peach for an hour. Spread your flower. Allow me to put my nose in your pink rose and breathe for me and you through your fallopian tubes. And when you're shaking and you're trembling and you feel like you're about to come, baby, I need you to pick up your iPhone, call your ex-boyfriend so this motherfucker can hear how this shit was supposed to be done. So if you're hot right now and you want Mr. Whispers all up in you, sorry, ladies, I'm married and I can no longer continue. In peace.
Damn, you going to do them like that, brother? You going to end the piece like
yeah.
That? That's how you going to do.
Cold-blooded, cold-blooded. Man started off and said, thumb in your crack, the crease in your back. When you got to the bleed, my name, I said, you know what, I ain't writing nothing else. I can't.
Wow.
I ain't writing nothing else. Then you said toes and fingers locked like dread. Brother got lines, y'all. None but lines throughout this whole piece. I'm going to let the ladies say what they got to say on the event page about all of that, since it's for the ladies. I'm going to let the ladies do their thing. Yes, people asking about you, man. So, yeah. They on the event page asking. You might want to check out the event page, man. You got some fans out there for
indeed,
you.
Indeed, indeed. You know, I
appreciate both of y'all coming through, man.
Yeah, man. I'm a part of the Black Love Poetry Series. I do my thing on Wednesday night. My show is called The Flame Within. From 8 to 10 on Wednesday night, Eastern Standard Time. Come through, you know what I mean? Akil is my brother, and April J is my sister. And, you know, I'm coming through to share some love, you know what I'm saying, on the other side. So,
Indeed, man. Condolences for the family member that passed away, man. Definitely sending out our condolences for that.
Indeed, I appreciate that.
Already, that's Mr. Whispers. That's my man, Just Jay, coming through, showing love, y'all. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, Sherry. Appreciate y'all coming through tonight.
Yeah.
We got 469 on the mic, 469.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, MDI,
man. Already, man.
Enjoying the show tonight. But tell Mr. Whispers he ain't have to leave him like that.
Cold brother, cold blooded, wasn't he? They laid it all out for him and said, you can't have it.
Definitely. Everybody been cold tonight, man.
Yeah, it's been one of those nights, man. People, it's been on the spirit. It's been on the spirit to take souls tonight. They've been snatching up nothing but ancestral burial grounds tonight, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's been crazy. It's been crazy.
Oh, yeah, man, most definitely. But I'm going to flip it up a little bit.
That's what's up. That's what we do here, whatever you feel like spitting, you know. So I'm going to go ahead and let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute.
All right. This ain't so much a poem. It's part of a story I started writing a while back, but put it down. Because it just wasn't the type of stuff I was writing there. But tonight, I think I just throw it in there. And you got the women talking about him and her, and you got the men talking about her and him. But I'm going to throw in a little her and her. This is Hannah and Olivia. Hannah walked in and instantly pinned Olivia against the wall, passionately kissing her about the neck and cupping her breast. Olivia's trembling hands try to stop any progression to Hannah's seduction of her. But she was so turned on by Hannah's sensual touches that she drops her hands down by her side and steps out of her bikini bottom that Hannah has now slid down to her feet. Olivia's breathing is fast and labored as Hannah's tongue glides over her body. She tenses up as Hannah's tongue comes in contact with her bikini line. She then places her hands on Hannah's shoulder to brace herself against the wall. Just as she raises her heels and hits off the floor. Olivia is now biting her lip, moaning, but trying hard not to reveal just how much she's enjoying this moment. She soon starts to feel something come over her, a feeling that she has never felt, not even with her ex-husband. Olivia sweating profusely and trembling tremendously. She can feel her legs start to buckle while now caressing her own breast. When she could no longer take any more, she collapsed to the floor, overwhelmed and out of breath. Hannah stands up, looks down at Olivia, gives her a side smirk, wipes her lips seductively, licks Olivia's overflowing passion from her fingers, gives an over-the-shoulder smile, and walks out the door, leaving Olivia sprawled on the penthouse floor. In peace.
Oh, did I die out?
Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I can hear you now, bro.
Yeah, I had some technical difficulties. I got shut. They're trying to shut me down over here, man. They don't like when we get it going like this, bro. They tried to kick me off. I got back on just in time, man. But I didn't get to hear your piece, man. I'm sorry about that. I literally got cut off. Like, I got hung up. And try to call back in and start my show back up so I can hear. But I'm definitely going to listen to the archives, man, so I can check you out. But I know the people on the event page heard you. I hope that they're able to give you some back, you know, some feedback, let you know they appreciate it. I'm definitely thankful that you called to the show and pressed one and have continued to enjoy the show, man. And definitely hope that you come back again and do another piece, man. I'm sorry that it cut
almost
me off.
Definitely.
Man, I appreciate that, man.
No problem, no problem, no problem.
All right. All right, so.
And stay tuned and listen to the rest.
Indeed. Let everybody know who listens to again. I want to say that I think Sister Taraji is trying to get you on the event page.
Yeah, that's MD Live, man.
All righty. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep rocking it.
Indeed. All right, so I'm going to go to the next caller here. We have 708 on the mic.
Hi.
Well, hello. Who do we have up there? Is who?
This is Passionate. Passionate the Poet.
Well, how about that? They've made it to this. How about that?
How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good.
Hey,
I'm glad
lady.
You made it to the
How my queen.
How have you enjoyed the show tonight?
Oh, the show is dope. I'm mad that, you know, well, I took the day off because of a personal situation. So I was like, well, since I had a day off, let me go ahead and, you know, support my bro. And I'm usually at work at this time. That's what it
right,
is.
Right.
And some people tried to put me on the spot the other day. You just don't recite poetry no damn more, huh? I'm like, no, I'm a janitor for the post office. Calm down. I'll be at work.
Hey,
it's personal. You know I love y'all.
Yeah, we can respect the grind. You know, you're out there doing your thing, but, you know, I'm thankful that on your day off, you thought about the show and called in. I definitely appreciate that. First time, you know, I've been a fan of your poetry for quite a while. We've had some collabs and everything, so thankful that, you know, you decided to call in and share that poetry with us.
Yes, sir.
Already. Well, I'm going to let you
know what I want to do.
Oh, you don't know? Yeah, what?
I'm going to do this one. I got it.
All right. Don't be playing now. All right, so I'm going to press mute. Mark is yours.
All right. He dissected me like a salute report. I knew it was only a matter of time before his tongue would take my soul and my body convulse and contort. It's no time to abort. His mouth only 2 feet away from giving me pure bliss. He knew exactly what happens when he pulls, tugs, flicks, and kisses. A professional mastering the art of cunnilingus, a succubus. As a result, I will spew blaspheme with a spiritually sensual catastrophe. Add it up and multiply. It's just math, you see. Then he touched it, my clit, and rubbed it with his middle finger tip. The first lick, then there was a pause, then a deep breath, and then strategically repositioning himself in bed. I'm dead alive. Pollinating his throat with my honey, his lips and tongue and saliva, he started to sweat like dark chocolate Godiva. I thought I was in purgatory. All in my guts, my pearl was the glory. My orgasms told the story. I held his head and he applied pressure so hard, he could no longer see my face. He grabbed my thighs. From that point on was my demise, making kissing pucker sounds, grabbing my mounds. He said, talk that shit now. Ain't this what you've been waiting for me to taste and to eat? I'm going to drink your soul as my liquid feast and then tie you down so you can't leave. So positioned, so intricate, so ravenously and still so delicate, like my favorite musical instrument. I was a fruit salad of mangoes, strawberries, and peaches, pineapples, and kiwi, oranges, cherries. I was his nutrition and his facial hair growth serum. He was drunk off my love, and I intoxicated also in return. And every time he sucked, he flicked. Then he French kissed my split. Look at you trying to start some more shit. When he grabbed my breast, I swear I felt his whole head in my damn chest. He spread my valley so wide, he thought it was the continental divide. Pulling me to the edge of the bed, got knee deep just to give me some more motherfucking head, and smacking my lips. Smacking his lips, too, whispering, I'm so delish. He flipped me over, face-fucking me so good I toppled. My knees gave out and I was trembling. You almost ready then. I left out one more, oh, shit. He kissed it. I didn't want it to end, but I know you want some dick, so I'll be ready to eat on your soul again by then. In peace.
Yeah, y'all showing all the way out tonight. Everybody coming through with it. They talk that shit now. I'm going to drink your soul as my liquid feast. Damn. Damn, tie you down so you can't leave. So did you say he French kissed your spit? What? Spread. So why do you think it's the continental divide? I'll tell you what. Y'all showing out with the metaphors. Y'all showing out with the metaphors. Peace, nothing but metaphors. I'm enjoying all of this tonight, all this great writing, this great poetry, this clever-ass poetry that y'all spent tonight. Definitely appreciate y'all. Thank you for coming through to the show. First time. Hope to hear
you
again. You know, don't be a stranger. You know, if you can go into the broom closet and spit, we appreciate that.
You know
that,
I am, bro.
You know.
I had to do it last night, so, yeah.
Already. That's what's up. Definitely appreciate you coming down and showing love.
Thank you.
Already, that's Passionate the Poet. On the mic, we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 832. On the mic.
Hello.
Well, hello, 832. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Why don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
This is Lyrical Toy.
Yes. Woo!
Get out of here, making noise. I'm sorry, my daughter.
Hey, they're excited for you. Like, I'm not mad at that. They're excited that you're on the mic already.
Yeah, she is really happy about that.
That's what's up. I'm glad that you came through to the show.
Yeah, Trish, Sister Taraji invited me. I figured I would come, and now here I am on the phone.
Hey, that's what's up. She told me you was a beast.
I've been enjoying the poetry tonight. I don't know about that, but, you know, I do what I can when
that's
I
what,
can
you
do
know,
it.
Yeah, that's what everybody say when they hear that, but, you know. I expect to be, you know, Taraji don't hand that out to just everybody, so I know how it gets down. I'm glad that you press one, glad you listened to the show and enjoyed the poetry tonight and felt compelled to share with us tonight. I'm very humbled by that, so I'm going to let you know, do what you came to do, let everybody clap in the background. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is called Poetry. Midnight confessions slip between the lips of lovers that pass in the night. Dragging moans escape in touches and whispers. I meet you there every night. I lay my waist in the firmness of your touch, kissing you gently, softly, I graze my lips across your naked soul, feeling the essence of you filling me every moment until pen finds pad and I release ecstasy. Pornographic images brand the page. Daggers curse hearts to bleed from penetration. Wrapping lullabies in my bosom, I hold you there, tight like ropes of truth. Hidden in the waters of my fountain, you find God, fresh as cut grass, waiting for you to touch her so she can show you transcendence. Elevation and wisdom, drinking from her creativity, it flows like rivers from her well. You drink, you stumble, you fall. Now you're in love. My touch burns and soothes like aloe vera. It ignites in your presence, and I give in to your longing. With bated breath, I wait for you. In my dreams, you're always with me. Like Mork and Mindy, you relate to the alien in me, teaching me to love, showing me humanity, abating the desire in me. Trusting you with my heartbeat, I let it rest in your hands. Dangle at your feet. It pumps to the rhythm of your yearning, manifesting the serum of your lips. I fall deeper into the cauldron of your eyes as you soak up every spilled drop. Your hands imbued with the wetness of my tears, you kiss each one and the world stands still. In that moment, I am your Venus, you are my Mars. My love, my nature, my orgasm. We split like atoms and our energies boomerang off gravity and then reignite. Fluid motions recoil, nice and smooth. We collide like crash trains. Your soul drowns in mine. I can barely breathe when you touch me. I get so excited. I touch you, my first love. I remember how you taste like pomegranates on my tongue. I remember you with my hands. I know every line, every curve, tracing you with my fingertips, exposing the real you with my words. Every time it's the same. So I wait anxiously for the moment when you touch me again.
Yeah, Taraji was right. She was right. Yeah. Yeah. So if you could give me the graze my lips across your naked soul, that you give me that line. You just give that back to me, if you don't mind. Rewind that stuff.
Okay. I got to find it. You know I'm blind.
All poets become blind when we got to go rewind. You know, everybody see. I can't find it. Give me a second.
Oh, I just seen it. Where was it at? Oh, there it go. I graze my lips across your naked soul, feeling the essence of you filling me every moment until pen finds pad and I release ecstasy.
That is a beautiful line. It's a lot of them here rapping lullabies, drinking from her creativity. It flows like rivers from her well. You use the word abated. You don't get that a whole lot. I love it. But you took me out with the Mork and Mindy line now. You took me out with Mork and Mindy. I'm like, she done brought up Mork and
Mindy. I love Mork and Mindy.
Hey, look, if you grew up on Mork and Mindy, look, I remember the show. Yeah, that was my shit. Nanu Nanu, yeah. That was my shit.
You gotta love
okay.
it because Mork was an alien, and him and Mindy fell in love. Like, she related to whatever that he had in him that meant something to her. And
right,
they fell
right.
in love, and they had this beautiful life. It was an amazing show. Like, and so my husband is the Mork to my Mindy, or I'm the Mork to his Mindy.
either way, it works.
Either
you know,
way.
Reciprocation.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I enjoyed this piece. You know, tastes like pomegranate in my tongue. God, dog. Just dope ass poem. I'm digging
Thank
it. I'm glad you came through and spit. I appreciate it. Thank you to Rachi for getting her on the mic. Appreciate you. That's my sister. So I know when she said you was a beast that you was gonna, you know, that you was, if you press one, it was gonna go down. So yeah, you definitely did that. Appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate it greatly. I'm gonna get out your way so y'all can finish listening to the dope poets. You know.
I said, you in that yep, number. You definitely in that number. All right.
Not me. Not me.
Much appreciated. All right, so I'm going to go to the next caller here. We have 937 on the mic.
Hey.
What is going on?
What's going on?
Have you enjoyed the show tonight?
Listen, for the last 3 weeks, I've been at work listening to the show. I am so glad tonight I didn't have to fully be at work and listen to the show because I would have not been acting right.
I have been so elated to tonight's show. The energy has been off the charts. Everybody's been feeling it. Everybody's been getting on the phone with it. I'm just excited to hear everybody's pieces. And just everyone just had their own little thing, and it was just so great. You know, we're going into overtime, so I know we lost some people. If you're still able to listen to it, definitely appreciate you calling back in. If you want to spit, please press 1. And we have a few callers left before we end the show. Overtime is for those people, and we'll do, you know, what we do with that. But that being said, though, I know you brought something, right?
I did.
Already,
by the way, this is Adrian Simone, in case anyone else would like to know who this is. This is Adrian Simone, also known as Sugar Brown. Got me even pulled off the highway on my way home.
Oh, shit. Tarachi, did you get that? That's Adrian Simone. Get on the event page, please. And it pulled off the side of the road, so we definitely going to let you get to your piece. We don't want you hanging out on the side of the road. It's been no peace, so we going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Minecraft. Look, Ma, no hands. That's how he does it. Dig deep into my psyche. Oh, he knows I love it. Never satisfied with just putting in the... He shows me how well he's dickfully equipped to pull back the layers and get up inside my mind. He saddles his intellect and tells me to rise. Holds my mace, my waist with mental intention. Has me thinking mind-fucking was his invention. He shapes me. Forms me like clay with his words. His shaft strokes hard while his lingam is verbs. His nouns and metaphors are foreplay, but he doesn't play about his baby. Gives me plenty of what I need. On my paper, he lets his ink bleed. Pushes his syllables deep into my throat and feeds me his seed. I love how he explores my every possibility. I feel him slow grinding my gears, got my mind leaking, getting me wet. He holds me there, tells me not to come yet. Such a tease, his finger pulsing on my mental labia. He's prolonging my words. Baby, I came for you. His phrases are triple penetrating. He wants me to explode like a star in space. Can't hold back my combustion. I'm going to let go and rain a consolation on his face. Deeper he goes, he wants my river to flow. My essence falls to the ground and there are sunflowers grow. The exchange intensifies to otherworldly conversation. His thrust hitting spots of exclusive thought stimulation. I can feel his mouth on me, tongue sentences moving like he has an oral fixation. He's not satisfied until his ultimate goal is reached. His conscious concentration is eating like I'm the juiciest peach. As he's giving me FaceTime, I get on his mic and sing my lullaby. Rocking about baby in the treetop. When the roots are deeply planted, the sweetest fruit will drop. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. Look, Ma, no baby, I swallowed them all.
Damn it, people. Listen, y'all with the prayers, the nursery rhyme, change. Look, y'all killing me tonight. Oh, my damn. When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. Look, Ma, No babies. I swallowed them all. Listen to y'all. I don't even know what to do with all this. I mean, it is so much. His shaft strokes hard. His lingam, his verbs, his nouns and metaphors are foreplay, but he doesn't play about his baby. Gives me plenty of what I need on paper. He lets his ink bleed, pushes his syllables into my throat, and feeds me his seed, people. This is what we're listening to tonight, y'all. This is how it's going in, y'all. I'm just amazed by tonight's poetry. It's been so very dope. Oh, man. I thank you for taking the time to pull over and spit this piece. And hope that you safely get back on the road, ma'am. Don't you go over there.
I didn't get to pull off onto the side of the road. I took the exit, pulled into the parking lot.
Oh, okay. Woo!
Piece.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the
cars whizzing by. I'm like,
let me get
on the road. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. So definitely appreciate you taking the time, you know, to pull over and spit for us. We enjoyed it. We always enjoy your poetry, and we hope to hear you come back and spit again.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Indeed. Already, that's what's up, people. That's how it's going in. So we are in overtime. If you want to spit, press 1. If you do not want to spit, it looks like we have one caller left that's going to end the show for us, more than likely, unless somebody else presses 1. Since we're in overtime, this is what we do. We just make room for the extra poets, whoever wants to spit, and we'll let y'all do that thing, and then afterwards, you know, we end the show. So we appreciate y'all coming through tonight. I'm hoping that everyone has enjoyed the show as much as I have. This has been epic. It has felt like nothing but energy, just pure, unadulterated explosions. And I'm not talking about the ones y'all been talking about tonight, people. I'm not talking about those. Those might happen later, but they ain't the ones I'm talking about. So I'm going to go ahead and press 502, I believe, unless they already spit. Let me make sure. 502.
Hey, it's Quincy. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I am good. I've loved the show. I've listened to the entire show, and it's been really, really dope.
I appreciate that. Thank you for listening. And it has been that kind of show.
Yes.
I don't know. It's in the water. It's in the air. It's coming from the moon. I don't know. It's in everybody's spirit right now to come through.
They have. They have sold out.
Indeed. It has been one of those kinds of nights. Everybody jumping on. So I'm imagining that you ready. I imagine you got a little something. Oh, we got some people to press 1, so okay. All right.
Okay.
So I'm a,
yes, I do. Yeah, I have old shit, unheard old shit.
Hey, well, you know what? It don't matter how what the age is, but I always appreciate unheardness, the newness. It's new to us, however you want to do it. So please bring your shit. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
How many of y'all ever been in a relationship where the only way out was either death or murder? Why did you choose more than external and decide to bring to the outside what's meant to be internalized? Is it because your lies seek a path for forgiveness for your secret witness only in dark and not in light? What did you find as you dissected me? What have you learned as you got brain from me? What knowledge did I drop on you enough to make you drip? What did you feel as my heartbeat once synced with the muscle in your chest stopped? Did you feel a pause? Did you find proof of cardiac arrest or just trauma? Arteries clogged by the fog you created to keep me confused so that I could never truly love you because you would hit to merely leave bruised. What did you see when you opened me, when you inflicted uneasiness through a line drawn by your tongue across my torso? Did you not see the rib graciously accepted, or was it that you more so loved yourself over all other beings, both cherished and neglected? Tell me what it is that you now see as you pull my eyelids back open wide, soft brown color, gentle even in death, as you caress my hair to the side and stare. Do you see the angel that I was or the ghost that I have become? As you press my fingers in ink to confirm that it's me, do you read between the lines of my pointer, now getting the point? Do you take from my ring finger a treasure you now wish to treasure? As you pry apart lips that used to refrain from too many explicits as a result of pain, do you see tongue that used to cut? Do you see fear of the death of us? As you remove my parts with your hands, do you find proof of life, evidence that we once were so much in love, love making heavily dent, continue to examine? As you autopsy me, cut me gently with precision, shine light on what's been hidden, observe my beauty neglected, uncover all the tragedy, sickness infected. Why are you rummaging inside of me? Is it your heart you rendered mistakenly? Part two. Angry woman. Has she reached her highest impact capacity? She says not, but his false sword keeps penetrating her repeatedly. His foul play, a variation of control, sob story, light filtering as he sucks the brightness to dark, developing an imminent danger of being stranded, battery dead, and bitchiness as he rides her, then parts. She feels pen to paper. She feels only as bold as her ink. Apparently, she's clipped. When she wants to be the staple, she's no dipstick. She just found his stick able to maneuver barren roads that had never been exposed, creating mental pit stops along the way, heartbreak hotel, hell's kitchen, dicing breath as if he would consume her, too many to name. Instead, she consumes him again. As she wants to be is the permanent connector of his world and his destiny, the drive shaft, the controller of what happens when she's in drive, feeling up to thrive, but she merely continues to exist, damn near powerless. Her eyes bright, headlights on high beam, in those moments of auto start, no smoke but seamed windows, passion on the hood, the control, just a thumb, a simple press to open up. Nothing in life is ever as good as being carefree with your arms steering, see? Her eyes then cut, dropping low, salt water flows as her head gasket blows, her shoulders shift, her hands fist, and the gear switches. Then feeling a drag, she clenches and wishes she did not get in his groove. She attempts to move. Back arch and mouth set to yell like a car alarm, secure in its look but don't touch me mode, ready to ward off dramatic scenes and reward unparalleled parking because she should never be behind you when you are looking forward. She's pissed that she gave you pole position when you never qualified, that your track record proved flawless at being fraudulent, that you can convince the truth it is a lie. You won. Take your victory lap, reign in it, and reap your benefits of honor. P.S. Check your brake lines and your lug nuts. You have none left. Got him. And that is that piece. When you're in a relationship, the only way out is either death or murder.
Well, damn. That's how you end that shit. All right. yeah. Do you see the angel that I once was or the ghost that I have become? Yeah, I mean, you got lines in here. But there was something that stuck out. There was one I want you to repeat there, a little stanza for me, where you're talking about the autopsy of me. If you could give me that stanza back.
Sure. As you autopsy me, cut me gently with precision, shine light on what's been hidden, observe my beauty neglected. Uncover all the tragedy, sickness infected. Why are you rummaging inside of me? What do you wish to retrieve? Mm. Is it your heart you rendered mistakenly?
Nothing but the great lines. I love how that all flowed together. I love the points being made and how you were able to say it. It's not easy to write about these kinds of things, but, you know, when poets are able to do it and make it look easy, that's what makes poetry beautiful to me. I appreciate this.
Yeah.
Definitely enjoy the cleverness of this piece here. This is very dope. I enjoyed it. I'm thankful that you took the time to come through and spit, press one, and share it with us.
Yes, thank you for your time. Enjoy your night. I will stay on and finish out the show, and enjoy your weekend.
Indeed, I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, looks like we got two more callers here. We will go with 410.
Keith, what's going on, love?
Hey, what's happening? About damn time, huh? About damn time.
Listen, I didn't drink about a bottle and a half of wine listening to these poets tonight, so we'll see. Yeah, showing out. Are you there? Oh, hell. Did you completely drop off?
She called tonight.
Oh, there you are. Hello? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Okay, no, you were,
I hear
you
just
like,
fine. All right.
Okay, you was like quiet for a minute, so I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I was just asking. I said, well, I was kind of, you know, laughing about, you know, you've been on here commenting, but I didn't see you press one. So I'm glad, you know, got you in here. Then I was asking you how you enjoyed this posting.
Oh, yeah. It's been dope as hell. This whole night has been dope. I've been over here just having a good time. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I don't know either. Okay, I don't know either. But I didn't come to show out with y'all tonight. I came sweet and soft with mine.
Mm-hmm. We'll be the judge of that.
I didn't have anything earlier, so I had to be creative with mine. So I mixed with the present, with the past, and came up with something.
Okay, well, shit, we're here for it, whatever it is. So I'm going to let you get to it. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. To whom it may concern. So I guess you think this poem is going to be about you. You're probably right. Remember back when I sashayed across the page, literally. Talk about he scribed silent soliloquies, supremely crowning my cervix, creatively creamly, a deliberate douse of divine decadence, just to watch me scratch screams across plum sheets. His gaze capturing my gray eyes, begging, as he traveled the depths of me, continuously writing succulent, centralized stories just for me to read. Damn. I remember how you inspired me to slide memories of you in and out of the lines, like you slid between my lips and my hips. Like that time that piece said, I slow sip his intimacies. I adore how the warmth just lingers long after. Long after he serves, long after he observes, long after he knows I'm hooked. Hooked on the way he runs his fingers around the brim of my craving. My craving to have his soul stirred by his wanton savagery. See, yeah, that. But when I think about what the thought of you did for me, you know, during those in-between times, remember how just the thought of you twists my mental and beveled views, highlighting the kaleidoscope beauty and tones of feeling you. As your whispered breath beckons hairs to rise upon my neck, saluting the notion that I felt anything before I dreamt of feeling you. Yeah, all that from the thought of you. See, you had this fucking pull on me. It was intoxicating. It was addicting. You moved me and you mused me. Remember somehow when I was able to liken you to a sigh, a long, deep sigh. It's the pulse of life, the calm before the storm takes form in my mind, the heartbeat of my seek for reason, the slow rush of a sexy rumba across my speech, free falling in reverse from so deep it's bittersweet. Lost love letter found, such nostalgia woven in the delicate fibers of each fading line, like a dying heart revived. You began to rewrite the wonder in my eyes, hid treasures in the corners of my smile, painted hope across my lips, and now I'm left hugging a symphony of sighs. Damn. All I can do is smile when I reminisce, and I guess this is where I have found. This is where I'll have to end peace, see? You're right. This poem was all about you, but really a nod of appreciation to you for amusing me, inspiring me to dig deeper in life and poetry. My pen found purpose, purposely pushing past my past plight of insecurities. With utmost respect, I proclaim this is the last poem that will be about you. I love you. That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you said that you went a different direction, but creativity crowning your cervix, it says that that's a lie. Succulent, centralized stories, slide lines in between stories like he slid between your lips. Okay. Yeah, that was clean. Yeah. Runs fingers over the brim of your longing. Okay. Yeah, see, you had this poem that was addicting and intoxicating. Storms taking form in your mind. You had plenty of lines in this piece that were dope here. But I like the way you ended it. You know, the hug of Symphony of Silence, dope too. But purposely pushing past my past. Look, you know that's fly. That's fly. I appreciate you coming through with the new piece. That was all dope right there. Definitely, definitely like that piece.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I used to write a lot of small, short pieces, so I took them all.
Mm-hmm.
And they tended to be mused by one person, so I just took them all and smashed them into one piece and threw some extra lines in there and made it a piece.
Hey, so, you know what's up? Sometimes it's what you got to do. Sometimes you got to get creative with some old shit and make it new. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
And that's
how poetry
that's
is. I definitely... Already.
You
we
already
appreciate
know.
You
I appreciate you
smashing words together for us and bringing it to us and spitting it. So definitely thank you for listening to the whole show and being patient. You know, other people who
always
thought they pressed one probably would have been tripping by now, so I'm thankful. And, you know, realized you went in there and pressed one and came on in. So thank you for that.
Nah, you know, I
and
come
I
to
hope to see you next
I
show.
I come to support. I don't come to just listen. I come to support. I mean, I don't come to just spit. I come to support. So I appreciate you, sir.
Already. You show love on the event page to other poets, and, you know, that's what's up. I love seeing the event page pop off. I love seeing all of y'all really, you know, show love to each other and not just, you know, listen. So that seems to be what everybody's here to do, which is support each other, listen to each other's pieces, show love to one another and all of that. So that's definitely what I wanted this platform to be. And I'm enjoying
it.
Yes,
sir.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir. You create that. You create that. I appreciate you. Have a good night.
Indeed. You too. All right, that was Ray. We're going to go to the show killer.
Yeah, what it do?
Hey, what's going on, show killer?
Watch out, man.
Hey, man. You ever been to listen to the whole show or you came in a little bit there?
Nah, I've been listening for the most part for the second half, mostly. It's a lot of poetry going on there. What the hell's going on?
Yeah. You put something on your page recently that fit right on in there, but
Yeah. That was just some free writing I did yesterday.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, you right. You fall right in line with these people. Don't act like you brand new to this. You can get right off in there if you want.
Nah, but I'm going to fall in line with the rest of them. Okay.
All right.
It's one that I've kind of retired, but I'm gonna do it tonight anyway.
Okay.
It's called Blackout. So I'm gonna do that.
You say it's called what?
Blackout.
You said Blackout. All right. So anybody who's not listening or who doesn't know your voice or whatever, let everybody know who we listen to tonight.
I'm sorry. This is Keith, the Notebook Williams.
So I made the mistake earlier, and you know they just let me know on the cool, and so Yeah. I gotta be better about that. Appreciate that. So
I dig
I'm
it.
Let you do, yes, do man.
The pure.
Yeah. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Indeed. She said that she was gonna stop fucking with me on the account of the way that I fucked her. I mean, just because I licked and sucked it till everything was a blur. Talking blackout. I tried to blow her back out. My name ain't Jerry, but my dick powered forward like Stackhouse. I embedded labia prints. She was shaking like she grabbed the penitentiary fence. I'm throwing dick like I just left the penitentiary. She screamed like, fuck me, ain't no finicky shit. So I did just that. Made a baby kitten out of that cat. Scratch fever, cat scratch. She grabbed and scratched my back. So it was only right for me to grab that ass and tap. Her looks with disbelief as I sucked the pearls of wisdom from her parted seas. Between her parted knees, her requests were pleas as I aimed to please. Good with direction, but needed no help. Knocked the little man out of that boat and paddled that bitch myself. Bodies twisted like the caps on the bottles. We twisted, got twisted, then twisted each other's bodies into position. No games of twister and shit. It was more like contortionist shit. My pool cue penetrated her 6'9" split. No eight balls. I hit bank shots off eight walls. I trick shot at the head, the right two sides, and a back corner pocket. She backed it up. I popped it. She locked it and dropped it. I smacked that razor back with my Houston rocket. She wanted me to eat it. Nah. I did it one better and spit a piece in it. Something like a slam, but it took much longer than you allotted it. 3 minutes. Spitting my piece till she finished. I administered her energy, then gave her a protein shake with vitamin D to replenish. We were rehydrated that night. She gave new meaning to the term spit on the mic. She spit on the mic with the term that the fuse as low as the blue like a stick of dynamite. Man, this chick was out of sight. I mean, literally, like, she likes me to watch, but the shit she was doing, I couldn't help but to close my fucking eyes. You know, out of sight, out of mind. But my mind was on her prize. She rode my fucking prize hydraulic style. I hit it from the front, back, and side to side. We switched sides. The bed sheets soaked and saturated from me surfing on her insides, causing tidal waves and riptides. And adrenaline works like a zip line. Moans and screams so steep, reaching the point of awakening the peak where orgasms sleep. Right at the crossing point between hypersensitivity and where orgasms meet. And to think all this came about from she asking me what it is that I wanted to eat. Peace.
Now that's the way you shut down a motherfucking show. Damn! Now you say you brought this shit out of retirement. Look, I remember this piece from like 2015. Like you spit this so like back then. And I want to say you was probably spitting that before then. So this piece go back how many years?
About eight years.
Damn. So you know you was feeling the piece when you had to bring it back from 8 years ago. My man said, fuck that. Y'all ain't finna do that to me. Let me give y'all these motherfucking erotic bars.
Yeah, man, everybody was wilding, dog. So, I mean, it's like, I could have did the one I wrote yesterday, but it was just short. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel you because this right here fit right on in. This here was just too fucking clever. Like, this shit had everything in it. Like, this is so cold, you got to post it. Like, you bullshitting if you ain't posting the words of this shit out here, man. Like, this is fucking ridiculous.
And
I can give people a couple of lines, but it wouldn't even do justice. Like, you need to read
that piece.
And it's crazy because like I've never written it out. You know what I mean? I've never posted it anywhere.
Yeah?
But
I'll do that though. Yeah, man, you need to go do that for real. Like, that shit there need to be read, man. That shit's cold. Like I said, I could give a couple lines to these people, man, but shit, you get lost in line after line after line. It just, that shit there is cold-blooded. I'm talking about, I'm trying to write down the line about the rip ties, and then you're talking about zip lines. I'm like, shit, fuck it. I threw the phone down. I ain't writing all this shit.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, cold-blooded, man. Thank you for coming through, man, into the show. That's how you fucking do it. Like, this show has been cold-blooded from top to bottom. Everybody came with that energy. Look, I've been blown away by several people that I wasn't expecting, like, you know, to do what they did. It's just been one of those nights, man. And I already knew you was cold-blooded, but shit, I wasn't expecting that piece from you. So, yeah, it's been one of those nights, man.
I appreciate you, brother. You know I'm going to come through and get you back all the time, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I definitely appreciate that, man. We've been rocking in this poetry thing for, shit, about 6-7 years ourselves, man. So definitely appreciate that, man. And definitely enjoy that you come through in the show the way that you do. It's become a staple. People probably start to look forward to the show killer. So definitely, man, keep it up. And I'll see y'all next show, people. I'm going to end it with some music. I just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight and showing love to Renaissance Poetry, showing the love to the event page. I want to thank Taraji for taking care of the event page. Thank you to Kimbrella for coming through, even though she is not even remotely in the space to be doing poetry. She stepped into the bathroom and did what she did and even found a brand new fan by doing that. So it is what it is, man. Renaissance Poetry is out. I appreciate y'all. One love, one mic. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we out of there.
Peace.
White people, I am not your Negro. Yeah, black people, y'all just got your hero. All these rap demons, I'm about to depot. Me and Asada, my AC alien, alter ego. The Queen of Sheba and Musa Keita, producer heater. Salute your teacher, my newest seeders, a future leader. A testament of my evolution to excellence. To be or not to be human, that's what the question is. I'm still the answer regardless. Rappers is moving targets. Acknowledge me as the smartest passenger moving forward. My little sister bars blast like Kalashnikov. Just because heavy bass dance like Barishnikov. The sound pierce like bullets and swords from a nation under attack. Like bullets and boards, and I'm repping the foundation to the fullest, of course. Today another life was lost and it could have been yours. Whether in Colorado or Collie Park, you but a mile apart from the sharpness of my remarks. The black oligarch making weaponry out of art. My supplier, so Messiah, told me we gotta talk. I walk through the dark. Now do I roll deep or do I hold heat? Now am I laid back or a control freak? Rocking the crown gilded in gold leaf. I'm from a place where the people dream but don't sleep.
You are now tuned in to the classics. This fine art needs work to the masses. Ain't met a man or woman yet, cause the past is just to the slaughter. Every bow your head and raise your glasses. You are now tuned in to the classics. This fine art needs work to the masses. Ain't met a man or woman yet, cause the past is just to the slaughter. Every bow your head and raise your glasses.
Look, I don't wanna keep this dialogue alive. They still don't know I'm out for blood, I'm not surprised. I keep my fangs well hidden behind a model smile. And this tyrannical grammar stay italicized by design. I'm emphatically beast over every domain. I survey me, pray in states of paralysis with my rabid eyes. And me and thought together, portrait of your worst fears. The darkness come to light when two leviathans are fraternizing. My stock's spinning from God's innards to moral sentences. Till every mob within yards beyond penitence. Squad minute for meanest demeanor and lauren lyrics. We broke God's inner tables and squat like the lines. Titular album home. Homie, I'm scripture embodied, holy 16, so the fiend, the redeemer, picture of pious, quoting my verses like, I'm second coming, that's just one way that I've been hurt described. I'm old Bacilla, crossing Tupac and the cause is all eyes on me when I occupy space immersed in white, cause I'm lit like a 7-day, my third eye lit, stay wide open like it's broken, it's it's unsettling. It's a high risk going up against my pedigree. It's black thoughts and rock the ibis in its head away. You're now tuned in to the classics. This fine art leaders work to the masses. Ain't met a man or woman yet, cause the past is cheers to the slaughter. Every bow your head and raise your glass. You are now tuned in to the classics. This fine art leaders work to the masses. Ain't met a man or woman yet, cause the past is cheers to the slaughter. Every bow your head and raise your glass. The atom split a dark matter, enigmatic figure. Dwelling shadow, then emerge with my genetics triggered. The sleeping giant, the ether supplier, keep a wire. So when every verse hit this circuit, you make repeat required.
Firing a live round out of the cartridge. The foul words written on parchment. High and exhausted, police and fire department. Main culprit, a glimmer in the eye of the target. The mind of a marksman.
The word source was preferred source of that black magic. The same orifice that famed voiceless and fat acid. The dream eater, the green reaper, the scene killer. The sonic boom and the MC and Elohim meter.
The sights of the grim reaper. The gatekeeper, the late creeper, the street sweeper, that thing deeper, the complete speaker, the Bengali. Went from reaper in the alley to freaking with a Somali. On the beaches of Malawi, now he's the luminary, the heavy pituitary. Knew it very early on, I be the legendary. Hot as the side of my vocabulary, contemporary. Personally autographing every obituary. Y'all.
Renaissance.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio of the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.